what my client meant to say.
You're fired.
Buckle up, Buttercup. Live from Gloucester, Massachusetts. Podcasting around the world.
Around the world.
You're listening to the Gloucestercast Podcast, a production of Joey Shimataro and Good Morning Gloucester Media. Kick back, relax, and enjoy the show with your host, Joey Shimataro, and his merry castaways. No piping plovers will be intentionally harmed in the production of this podcast.
We're live. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Gloucester.
We are inside the igloo. Mile marker one, Patrick Hurd, one of the best GMs in the business, invited us over here. And
it's really comfortable in here. Yeah.
IGLOO igloo.
And we brought Scotty for spelling people.
Alrighty then.
The hearing impaired. Scotty is going to
Scotty was the spelling bee champ in Gloucester, 1902.
You don't even know it.
And it doesn't show it.
There you go. It's about 31 degrees outside, and I would say it's about 76 degrees.
It's going to be about time to take your fleece and your jackets off soon.
Yeah, 100%. And it's windy outside, too.
Very windy, yeah. And nothing's moving.
It's not shaking, it's not rattling, it's not, except the hot air that's inside the tent.
There's a lot of hot air inside this
tent. Are you saying something, dear?
Hi, Felicia.
I had chili. Yes. Lunch.
Oh, no.
And that is that's the heat source.
That could be a problem.
I'm telling you, that's the heat source. That's part of the heat source.
Felicia's with us right now. There's 41 people with us right now.
41?
Woo! Wow, woo! That's quite a few. Can we get a sound check and a visual check? Let us know how the stream is.
My stream still isn't all that good.
Yeah, but
you keep telling me to check my stream.
Check your stream.
check.
Charlie, how's Christmas tree?
She's behind the scene like Peg Bundy with the.
Peg Bundy.
She does have the leopard skin.
Yeah, exactly.
And that goes back to does your face mask actually resemble.
I just shared it, Joe.
Thank you, Sasha.
You're welcome. And there's 16 people.
And if you
you know what, there's people on my Facebook feed. So Joe Higgins may think it's only 14, but there's Good Morning Gloucester has it. It's on my personal Facebook feed. It's also on YouTube.
Got it.
And it's also on Periscope.
I have one thing to say. Good Morning Gloucester, around the world. Around the world.
But we're getting good reviews on the sound.
Around the world.
We're getting good reviews on the sound.
And if you share today's podcast, you can see more of that leopard.
Is that tonight's prize?
That's tonight's prize.
Leopard skin by Shirley.
I wouldn't give that up.
The jacket's fleece as
well. And there's Hannah.
Right,
Hannah. Oh, the winter punch. Look at that.
And
the igloo. The igloo even has Hannah. Say hello to the world.
Over the laptop.
There you go.
From the Bachelorette 47.
There's the salty dog for you, sir.
Salty dog.
I made
a salty dog.
When am I drinking?
That is the winter punch.
Winter punch.
There's golden rum in it, port, lime juice, bitters, and pineapple juice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It's healthy. So it's very healthy.
Exactly.
It's still full, so take a look at it.
Looks like a wine on ice.
So Patrick Hurd, the GM, is going to join us momentarily. And we're going to talk about all the particulars about these structures and how they came to be and what the latest is. Today is Wayne the Mailman.
Oh!
Wayne the Mailman, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Wayne.
Happy birthday, Wayne. Happy birthday, Wayne the Mailman.
We won't get blocked off.
Wayne. Wayne, I left a pineapple in my mailbox for you for his birthday. Did you get it?
He'll see a hedonism Jamaica 2021.
Upside down pineapple.
Upside down pineapple.
I sat it up.
Hey,
right. Is he on? Birthday is Wayne you? On?
Wayne?
I don't know
yet. We didn't put that we were going to be on, but
right.
A lot of people will be. Hey, Happy New Year to Bill Powell. Wow. Happy, Ollie Pett, nice to see you. Joe Higgins, nice to see you.
Nicole, we miss you.
Joe Higgins, Willen and Talon.
Amy Heisler, who's that?
Heisler, that's our daughter.
I know.
Oh.
Hi, babe.
You have no ground.
Oh, so Amy, this is brilliant. Amy, thank you for bringing this up.
Oh.
So she's watching it she's streaming it on her 65-inch TV.
Oh!
Scooney Brooks.
How does Dad look at 65 inches?
Scooney Brooks.
I don't. Wouldn't you like that?
Yeah.
Chris, you look taller. You look taller, Chris. 65
inches.
What did you just say to Amy?
Is he in the Guinness Book? 65 inches? Johnny Holmes is only 42. Oh,
he coils it up.
Maybe it wasn't a good idea to
like the fingernails.
No, it's a ladder. Yeah.
Amy, it's nice to hear from you. I'm holding I know it doesn't seem appropriate right now.
That's all fine.
Can we talk about the Bang Bang shrimp for a second?
Yeah,
we ordered some Bang Bang shrimp as an appetizer.
I'm not sure this is doing any favors for the shrimp.
That is not piping plover shrimp.
Yeah.
It is not,
but these are very, very yummy.
All right, can I have it back?
Of course. I only spit on it. That's all right.
Oh, God.
No worries.
There's Hannah. Hannah's back.
I'm back.
She's very efficient.
Okay, this is the ceviche wheels they created.
Oh! All right, that's the chef Jimmy.
Yep, mango, avocado, lime, and Peruvian roasted corn.
The chef here is Wheels.
Oh.
Joe, you know more about wheels.
What is this?
What?
Yeah.
It's ceviche.
There's
Juice. Yeah. I'm going to try to get it in here.
Joe, what's wheels?
There we go.
Give him a shout out, the chef here.
Do we know what chef wheels dish is?
Legendary chef.
It's ceviche. So it has avocado, mango, lime juice, Peruvian roasted.
And here he is.
Wow.
This is our guy, Patrick Hurd. We just called you the most illustrious GM in the business. Just so you know.
Okay. I'll take it.
Of course it is.
Look at that.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah.
Well, that's your
force.
We are.
Yes, I love
that.
That is yours.
Oh, all right.
Oh,
so you're going to make the presentation.
Okay, so
hold on, Patrick. As you're coming in with this wonderful beverage, it's a hot beverage. It's and I've been told about this ahead of time, but if you would tell the viewers,
it's a homemade four pepper tequila with double hot chocolate. And then a hand-shaken whipped cream on top with a little bit of cayenne and brown sugar on top of that.
So this has been about 6 to 7 days in the waiting process since I've been told about this. And I said, that's what I want to feature on the podcast tonight, and you made it happen. So let's give it a whirl.
There we go. The taste test.
He's going to come up with whipped cream in his nose. Mm-hmm.
Fun request.
Oh.
I aim to please.
Oh.
I have to tell you something. I've never had I've had a lot of beverages, a lot of adult beverages.
That's the rumor.
This beverage actually holds up to expectations. So
chocolate.
What are the four peppers you put in the tequila?
We do a jalapeno, a sweet bell, a banana pepper, and a habanero pepper.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you.
Put them in a big vat, let them sit. Let's sit for about 24 hours before we go.
The first taste of that, the double hot chocolate. The kicker on the back end is the spice with the tequila. And it's not that much of a kicker. I mean, there's enough to let you know it's there and present, but not enough to say, I will not order another one of those.
Well, yeah. No.
No, yeah. It's great.
But then that really cold cream on top really
Yeah. And my nose.
That was his part. Yeah,
it's the Guy Fieri of adult beverage review.
I'm going to have another sip right now for
the viewers. Just,
So, Patrick, this is phenomenal. Wow. We were just talking about how it's about 31 degrees outside and about 74 degrees cozy inside here. Unaffected, it's windy out. Wouldn't know it by being inside here. The decor is awesome. I mean, they just guys are knocking them out of the park.
They really work well. They really do. You know, and it truly is, you know, the igloo effect. So, you know, the way that the Eskimos built their igloos was, you know, a little cold air came in from the bottom and then went up out of a little vent in the top. And that's what we've got. So we're on a deck that's open below. So there's natural cold air coming up from the deck boards. But there's a rug underneath us. So it kind of goes on the outside. Goes up, goes out the vent, and so there's constantly air moving. Nice. So it's always fresh, but it's not enough that it keeps it from getting cold keeps it from staying warm. And you know, they've been really well received. We have, we've served, you know, probably over 1,000 people so far this season.
Wow. Really? Wow.
Yeah.
That's
awesome. And we have not had a single cold complaint.
Yeah.
Wow. That is great.
Yeah. So, and you started off with four.
Started with four, built the fifth. Sold out, built the sixth, sold out, and we just built two more. So we're going live with eight tomorrow.
Wow.
So
what's the capacity of each
acre? Breaking news.
Six is
capacity. Okay, all right. And let the record state that there is six people in this igloo this evening, practicing safety, just to show you how comfortable it can be. And the temperature and everybody enjoying themselves with
there's
six people.
There's plenty of space, too.
Yeah.
And the view. The view is great.
Yeah, Gloucester High School, the Annisquam River.
See lights on the river? Yeah, it's awesome.
Patrick, what's the process if somebody wants to reserve one of these that has no idea they want to come to your place at the mile marker in the igloo? How do they go about that?
Just call us at mile marker one. The receptionist will answer. They'll take all your information and get them in. We do highly recommend the reservations. If by chance you come in the morning, say 8 o'clock, there's a good chance that you can get a walk-in, but after 10 o'clock, they're pretty much sold out. Yeah. There is a $30 fee for the igloo that gets put on your bill at the end of the night.
Basically $5 a head.
Basically $5 a head.
Okay.
That's a non-issue.
That's a non-issue.
Yeah.
And then
if you're worried about the $30, don't even show up.
That's a good point.
And then we serve the regular menu, so full breakfast, full lunch, and full dinner.
That's great.
Of course, full cocktail.
So, full cocktail, that's for sure, yeah.
Cocktail.
And everything that you can get inside, you can get out here.
Everything.
This is an absolute no-brainer. And I mean, they're sold out. I mean, you have to get – so we just put a link in on the Facebook page. Thank you, Pat, for doing that. So you can click on that link and reserve us a time slot. Is that correct?
You can click on that link, and it'll bring you to how to make the reservation. We have an online reservation, Open Table. Open Table can get you. You can put the reservation in and request an igloo, but the best way to do it is to call us directly.
Call directly.
Yeah. Open Table doesn't have enough specifics to get you to lock into an actual igloo.
And give us the number, and Pat will put it in right now.
Would you believe I don't have enough?
I can look. I'll look it up quick. I will look it up quick. I will look it up.
Pat, what did you call me?
I'm in sales, and
I don't know. I don't know my home number.
No, exactly. That's classic. I was once asked.
It is classic.
How do I call your call center, the customer service line? And I'm like, you know what? Good question. I've never called it. So
I noticed that your menus. You have to go online.
It's
recommended.
Like
to go online and check it. They cut down the paper and all that stuff.
Right.
QR codes.
The QR codes. So you know, with the COVID, so we're not passing menus back and forth between different customers, and we were going through so many reams of paper.
Yeah. So
many reams
wasteful.
Of paper.
Yeah.
because every person's paper would go in the trash. And I'm exaggerating when I say we went through over 1,000 reams of paper this summer. So the QR code's really simple. You point your camera, hit it, boom, menu comes up, and it's right there. It's super easy.
It is easy.
Speaking of the menu, I saw a
meatball salad.
Yeah, tell everybody about the meatball salad.
Well, it's really just a great, really nice, soft Italian meatball. Beautiful marinara over the top of it, and it sits on top of one of our house salads. So the idea kind of came up with from sitting around Sunday dinner, and you know how your sauce ends up in your salad, and at the end of the night, you're actually, that's almost for me what became the most enjoyable part of the meal. I just kind of loved it, and I found myself as a kid kind of pushing it around, getting my sauce into my salad. So came up with this idea.
That's
and
awesome.
I decided to bring it live, and it's been really well received. You know, I mean, I think everybody looks at it and kind of does the puppy head.
I never heard that one.
I love that.
Once they eat it, it's a reorder.
I think it's been known if you eat the meatball salad, you go home and watch, Bill Murray and Meatballs or something.
It's raining meatballs.
Yeah.
Classic.
1980s.
Brings you right there.
So Pat, what are you eating right now?
Pat. What did you sneak?
Pat's pounding it down.
So this is a special we just put on today, but I'm hoping that it's going to make the real menu. So this is a fresh local haddock, just came in this afternoon. It's just haddock ceviche, so it's marinated a little bit of lime juice, then pineapple juice with some cilantro.
For the focus.
Peruvian corn.
Peruvian corn. That's Peruvian corn.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Yeah. And now your chefs that are here, they come up with these recipes and they put them forth for your menu and stuff. How long have your chefs been with you?
Well, Chris Wheeler is our chef, and he's a great guy. I believe Chris predates me. I think Chris has been here for about 4 years now. He was over at the Rudder for many years and made a reputation there. Great guy, really, really easy to work with, level-headed. He's not one of those guys that throws pans around. And he and I toss ideas around very well. You know, so he's receptive to ideas. And today I said, let's play with this. And he and I were side by side. He's chopping, we're dicing, we're talking. And we came up with this. So it's really
great. I've seen them on your website. With Drew Dominic on Drew's lobster boat, and he's holding up lobster. So when you're down there, you bring in fresh lobster here, right from the boats, right out of the ocean.
95% of all the lobster we serve here comes right off our own boat.
Wow! Yeah.
And the other 5% comes from this guy on Sunday mornings.
Oh, that boy!
That boy!
Nice.
Take care of the guy.
Yeah.
No, that's great.
Yeah. And I just saw a group leave the igloo next to us. And one of your staff members was in there disinfecting the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, and she even sprayed the doorknob. I mean,
I think that's all built into the reservation. I know you have to.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. You have some time built in because people call in and saying, "Can I have 6:15?"
Yeah,
and I know you have to say we have to check it. So
yeah. So we allow a 20-minute. Time lapse in between each one, and literally we're monitoring it because the state wants us to have people only in here 90 minutes, so we have to watch that to begin with, but then it's okay, they're gone, go. And literally we've got really great little misters with a hydrogen peroxide disinfected mist, and we just go everywhere and then give it a wipe and let it sit and give it a wipe. So we from day one have really been trying to play by the rules.
I got to tell you, I do not feel like Bubble Boy on Seinfeld in the least. I feel like this is very comfortable.
This is very comfortable.
Have you in the past?
Yeah, I was wondering about that as well.
Depends on what circle of friends I ran with. But but I mean, I've never been in an igloo before. I mean, and to have not a non-ice igloo and have this innovation brought to the town to like, kind of help us out with what's going on with the COVID and adapt. I mean, this is wonderful.
There's no truth to the rumor that the doors are from Monsters, Inc., right?
Oh, that's right.
No truth to the rumor.
Yeah,
look at
that.
I checked it.
That's a good one.
We are behind the green door right now, just saying.
Is there
a
method?
You can get the camera and try to touch.
Is there any?
I'm allowed to touch the camera.
Wow.
Just make sure, try to take note of where it is so you can put it back.
Was there anything about the door colors?
Well, I've done igloos in the past on another project I did in Wisconsin, and we bought the igloos preformed, and those came with zipper doors, and they were really cumbersome and hard hard for the people to get back in and forth.
Yeah.
So I decided I wanted to design these. We designed and built these in house, and so we decided we want to do a real door. And then when we put them on, I said, "Well, I want them to be distinctive, you know." So let's have some fun with it. And so we've got red, yellow, green, blue, candy cane, and white snowman.
Yeah. That's great. And because these are becoming so world famous, you're actually wearing one of the jackets. We checked in front and saw all the gear that you have.
Yeah,
now.
So we literally created our own new logo for the mile marker M1M, and then we've added an igloo to the logo. It's a really fun, cute little logo. And now we've got hats and vests and Helly Hansen coats.
Yeah,
some sweatshirts.
Some
great stuff.
Honestly, you could do all your Christmas shopping there.
Exactly.
Like there's something for everybody in there.
Yeah.
The great stickers, the Helly Hansen gear.
I mean, it's tough.
I own probably five or six pieces myself.
The prices are reasonable, too. The prices are reasonable.
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
What a transformation from the boaters that come in through the season and the gas dock, and they come up either the ramp or through the parking lot or make the reservations, and they may have a hotel stay, because not only is Mile Marker One a restaurant, but at the Cape Ann's Marina,
right,
they do have the hotel accommodations,
right,
too.
32 rooms. Yeah.
32 rooms.
Yeah.
Which
we're about to start a remodel.
Oh, really?
Excellent.
Wow.
Excellent.
Breaking news.
Well, COVID put us behind a year, and COVID slowed down. We've done well, and all things considered, COVID, but you know, it hasn't been a banner year, but we're okay. And so we're starting to collect some funds and thinking about doing a slow process of maybe a few rooms at a time, maybe starting with the penthouse. But eventually we're going to gut and remodel the
penthouse.
For the viewers that have been here in the summertime in past years and seen the outside deck and the views on that we're not able to show you this evening because we're actually featuring and focusing on what's going on in the off season. But what a transformation. Why are you laughing? This is what's going on. This is live and direct. I mean, look at the transformation.
I didn't know GMG had an off season and an in season.
GMG does not have that, but so does Mile Marker does.
Well, it's really been great because, you know, COVID or not COVID, the deck basically sat empty all winter long. And so it's just now a great utilization of space. And I think, you know, when COVID goes away, these are going to remain. So I think we're kind of thinking about the timing will be igloos go away, tent goes up. Let's have summer. Tent goes away, igloos come up. So we'll miss 2 or 3 days a year.
I have a couple points. Number one, no, this is so unique to this area that if you have a birthday party, what a better place than have a birthday party here, right? Number two, any kind of special occasion. This is so fun and so cool.
It's warm in here.
I love it. Number two, if you can't get in here, because these are going to get, you have to call, I would get on the list book ahead right away. If you can't, Scotty and I were here for lunch this week. The food and the room out back is one of the nicest rooms in the city.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's a no-brainer to go.
Absolutely.
So you can't go wrong here at all. I just love it. It's only gotten better and better. You guys are at the apex of what's happening in this city and at the forefront of innovation, of entertaining.
Yeah.
I love it very much.
I love it.
A lot of people still don't realize, but right before COVID, we launched our new dining room. Literally, we had our launch party.
Yeah, it was. It was that weekend.
It
we
was
were here.
Weekend.
We had a party in the other room.
March 11th, 12th, we had our launch party.
Yeah.
For the brand new bar, for the brand new dining room. And then COVID shut us down on the 15th. So that room sat empty all fall and all summer because we just shut it down and kept people out here. So virtually it's still a brand new room, even though
it's
9 months old.
I'd just like to add that we lost Tom Brady and St. Patrick's Day in the same day. You're ahead of the curve on the 15th, so we're happy to still be here.
Felicia, my sister, just chimed in. Mile Marker tent for the party. She had a twins' birthday party.
Oh, that's right.
The tent over there.
That was great.
Mexican themed party. It was outrageous.
It was one of the best parties of the year.
So are they talking? You can talk. You don't have
Hannah.
I like another drink over here.
In the
is our beautiful great weight staff.
Yeah. I'll have one more.
I'll go for that.
No problem, Patrick.
Thank you so much.
I'm good.
Thank you.
That's Hannah. We introduced Hannah.
Hello,
earlier.
Caitlin. Welcome.
Caitlin's on.
Is the love.
And I see the staff members are wearing vests with the igloo on it, too. Yeah.
Can you get those vests now here?
You can.
Right in the entrance there. What do you call it?
The hotel lobby/gift shop.
What's your go-to dish here?
For the entree? I have to tell you, and I've said this every time we talk, I love every restaurant in Gloucester, and I support them heavily.
Yes.
So, but I will go out on a bragging right and tell you that we have the best steak in town. It's a grass-fed 14-ounce ribeye. It's out of its mind. I'm a steak guy, and you know, there's not a lot of people anymore that are doing big steaks. It's a real steak. It's a good steak.
Wow. What do you know what the grade is? It's grass-fed.
It's grass-fed, so they don't do a USDA grade, but it's a beautiful cut of meat.
And Safavi is reminding us about the bluefin blowout, hoping will come back this year.
I think a lot of people are wondering that. It's been asked many times over. It is up in the air since it's a charitable event.
Right.
And it's tough to ask for money for charity when we're going through such a tough time. So. Hopefully we'll rebound from last year, if not this year. I'm the voice of the Bluefin Blowout.
Ooh,
however,
Scotty.
I am not an end-all, be-all at all. That's a Sedalia Schwartz and Warren Walkwish.
Well, Sedalia and Warren and I and Tobin are all on the same sheet. If we're allowed to be under that tent, the Bluefin will be under that
tent.
Nice. Yes.
Breaking news.
I can't wait. I hope it happens. I really do.
Kate wanted to put her nomination in for the burrata salad here. She craves it and talks about it all
with
the time.
With
the steak tips.
So we have a summer burrata and a winter burrata. And our winter burrata is a grilled poached pear. With burrata and a little bit of cranberry salad. It's beautiful. In the summer months, we do it with blueberries and strawberries and arugula, which is great too. But they're both fantastic. I'm a big arugula.
Are you bringing in outside recipes and infusing those with Wheels or Chris, your chef, or is he bringing these in, or is there a collaboration?
It's a collaboration. Yeah, okay. It's definitely a collaboration. So I've worked in a lot of restaurants. Wheels works in a few, and so basically again, dining out a lot gives you a lot of good things. So we mix and match, we put them together, try to keep it fresh.
Seems like a good team.
Yeah.
What's interesting to me is there are spaces in town that could 100% rest on the space. You have a hotel here, you have 100 dock spaces here. You know you're going to have built-in customers in the summertime. But the fact of the matter is, you guys are putting out some of the best food in town, even though you don't have to. Like, this time of year, obviously, you want to put out the best product you can.
Sure.
But there's a lot of places that are resort-type places that people will go to, and the first thing they'll say to the concierge is, like, where's the local place to go eat? Like, that's not here, because, you know, they think that it's just not going to be great.
Right.
But you guys are like right at the top of your game, and at the same time, like, in a place where, you know, you could rest on your laurel on the space. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying. You know, my predecessor, who, to be honest with you, I've never met, but I've heard a lot of great stories about, you know, he planted a lot of seeds here, and he got people to know the place and come to the place. And so when I saw what he did, I said, well, all that's left for me is to get the food forward and just put food in front. And so it's super important to me. I'm a food guy. So kind of, again, with what he did and what we're putting together, it's really kind of come together.
Nicole Schraff would like to mention the avocado toast.
Mm-hmm.
So that's her. Everybody's chiming in with their favorites.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I was going to call that out because I've been here few times for breakfast, and like the breakfast is out of this world too.
We have some great breakfast menu items. The avocado toast is, again, is a little unique. We make our own cashew cheese, which is really not cheese, but it's a cashew blend with some with some nutritional yeast, and it's a really great spread that goes down the avocado, the fresh strawberries. It's a really, really tasty dish.
Well, you're from Vermont, so you're going to talk about the cheese.
I'm from Vermont.
And the maple syrup. Which
that's right. Yep. That's right. Maple, still have a little maple syrup in almost everything.
Yeah, right. We have it drunk with maple syrup.
We do. He's having it right there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I had it the last time I was there.
It's the Vermont Salty Dog. So
yes.
It's a salted Vermont rim vodka with white grapefruit juice and then a little bit of a Vermont maple
it's
syrup
empty.
On top.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's
I'll tell you the fun story the way that came about. So in Vermont, again, we put maple syrup on everything in Vermont. We do. So my grandmother, when she served us grapefruit in the morning, there wasn't sugar or brown sugar. It was maple syrup.
On
grapefruit.
Wow.
So my favorite part of the morning was when your grapefruit was done, you take the grapefruit and just get syrup spilled outside the bowl and you squeeze it into the bowl, bring it in, and then you drink it.
That is awesome.
And then I had a salty dog one day. I'm like, wait a minute.
That's awesome.
Let's put those two together.
Funny.
So you put the grapefruit and the mango and the salt and the vodka. Mm-hmm. It's a home run.
See, you put the story under every drink.
This guy's a forward thinker, right?
Jeez, at age 10, you're
age 10. What do you say?
Grandma, when I grow up, I'm going to make a drink out of this.
Patrick, what's your schedule in the summer? How often are you working here 7 days a week?
7 days a week, yeah. Yeah, 7 days.
Is there any way we can get you out on the boat if we pull you out?
I'll make it happen. I would love that.
Oh, yeah. We got to.
You bring the maple syrup and they'll bring the boat.
Perfect. We'll do a mile marker.
You can get away for a 3-hour tour.
Whoa.
We'll do a mile marker out on the beach. We'll order takeout, bring it out on the beach.
Mile marker on the beach with catering.
That's the thing. I mean, people, the boats pass here. You got to, if you're going to Wingesheek from the harbor, you got to pass mile marker. You can pull up, order takeout. You get ice. And drinks.
Ice. Underrated items that's available.
Yeah.
Like ice.
We have ice. We sell a lot of ice. And,
gas.
And a reminder, we do takeout.
But gas will be obvious.
And we do. We have delivery as well. And a call out to Delivery Shark. They're our delivery guys, and they do a great job.
Do they deliver by boat?
They don't deliver by boat yet.
Yeah.
No. It's a great company. They really do a great job.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, they don't hammer you on fees.
No, they don't.
Delivery Shark is actually great.
I just read they actually did a post yesterday on Facebook talking about some of these other services, like the national internet ones, how they like take the majority of the money, and Delivery Shark doesn't take any of the money. They just get their delivery fee.
Yeah, it's just
delivery
fee.
The restaurant keeps the money.
Yeah. It's a $3 fee. So, I mean, if you're sitting at home over on Eastern Point, if you want for $3.
It's just cost you that in gas to get from Eastern Point to get here and get back.
Yeah.
So that's actually
not to keep doing the cocktail talk here, but do you sell them?
We sell cocktails to go. We do. We've got 16-ounce bottles and 750 bottles. Yeah.